wearing them out. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man looked like he wanna fight, he ain't doing nothing.
NFL.com put out an article projecting which NFL players will improve in 2025. It's always interesting when these lists come out and you're like scrolling. Where are my guys? Where's a guy from my team? Well, Packers fans don't have to worry. There is a player from their team on this list, Edgerrin Cooper. Despite being banged up in training camp and missing three games during his rookie season, it was easy to see why Cooper was my favorite player coming out of the 2024 NFL draft. Oh, a little humble brag there by the author. He collected 3.5 sacks, 13 tackles for loss, an interception, and 77 tackles while playing just 45% of the team's defensive snaps last season. This is why they believe Edgerrin Cooper will improve in 2025. And I think it's a pretty safe bet. So for the sake of our exercise, we are going to draft our each individual most improved player for the Green Bay Packers, who we believe will, not needs to, not should, but will have the largest improvement from last year to this year, right? That's what we're doing. Last year to this year. Not
correct.
Across the course of their career, but last year's number to this year's number. Any player on the team except for Jordan Love. Because we all agree that Jordan Love not only needs to, but will improve his performance from last year because he was injured for such a significant portion of the season. So, first things first, we went ahead and established the draft order. Gabe, what was the draft order as dictated to us by the Google randomizer?
Yeah, the draftordergenerator.com. Didn't know it existed until I Googled it earlier today. So drafting, again, in our most improved draft, and we'll track these guys as the season goes along, with the number one overall pick, Joshy. Chewy has the number two pick.
Mm-hmm.
I have the number three pick. And Jennifer has the last pick.
Cool. Fine. You know what? The good news is, guys, there are plenty of players on the Green Bay Packers team that need to improve, mm-hmm. So we should have plenty of options to choose from. Joshy, can you give us a little, you got a little music? You got a little action? What do we got here? Yes. And when your pick is in, don't forget we have the old...
Mm.
Not as good as the other one.
Not as good as your...
There it is.
So, I'm picking needs to improve... Here.
You know, who you think? Yeah, but it's will. Who do you think is going to improve the most?
Well,
because again, we're going to track this throughout the course of the season, and if you make a pick of somebody who doesn't improve, you can get dunked on.
I feel like my first pick is made for me, and it has to be Edgerrin Cooper.
You've been a big Edgerrin Cooper guy since day one.
Yes, and talking all pros, he was defensive player of the week multiple times, and even the month, I believe, once.
Just of the week twice.
Okay.
I don't think he got a month one.
Womp, womp.
I mean, he's no Atari Bigby.
Whatever it is, it's Edgerrin Cooper for me. No questions asked.
All right. All right, mine is totally strategic. It's brilliant is what it is. Because this guy is in the basement. And they like him. They liked him last year, but he was hurt. You know where I'm going?
Who are you going with?
Marshawn Lloyd.
Oh, okay.
He only had 6 carries, so he's going to get more than that. So my pick is Marshawn Lloyd.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I think he just won the contest. It was going to be a season-long contest, but here we are, June 16th or 17th.
We'll see. I mean, we'll see. Maybe by percentage-wise, like those shows. Oh, we're the fastest-growing show on television. Yeah, you went from 3 viewers to 5.
Pickleball.
He's
like,
fastest-growing sport in America.
And it's like, right, because no one was playing, and now you've got some people playing.
He's my Rashawn Gary of the Pro Bowl.
I mean, they plan to use him.
Yeah.
But... he could just suck.
Yeah.
No, but mop-up time, you know, the games that they're supposed to win and blow them
but
out.
But if he has an Emmanuel Wilson season, I don't think any of us are going to care about it.
Hey, stop crapping on my pick, man.
I think that's the point. It's a competition.
Right. You tried to game the system, and I'm just pointing out some of the flaws in your plan.
Okay. We'll see.
Did not expect to have some of the names still left on the board when we got to... me.
Your pick?
Yeah, I figured Edgerrin Cooper would be gone because, again, Josh has been a big Edgerrin Cooper guy. I thought Chewy was going to take Tucker Kraft.
Oh, so now you're going to take
him. So now I'm going to take Tucker Kraft because he's on the board.
Jeez. All right, I'm pivoting.
I had no idea that Tucker Kraft was just going to fall in my lap.
But why do you think he will improve in 2025?
Because the Packers need someone to step up in the offensive passing game. I think the receivers are still developing. I think some of the receivers are going to be better. Matthew Golden's certainly going to help. But the way that they have talked about getting Tucker Kraft more involved, the way he has talked about wanting to get more involved and not just on, oh, I catch the ball in the flat and then I can run for 8 or 9 yards. Getting him down the field, operating in the seam, and taking that next step forward. I think Tucker Kraft is going to be a huge part of this Packers offense, and I want to thank Chewy for leaving him on the
board.
See,
I was going to go there, but he had 50-something catches. I just because they don't flex him out, I don't see him getting to be a 70 or an 80 catch tight end.
But what if they start 60. Doing it? What if they start doing it?
I just don't think they will. I could.
What if he's an all-pro?
Then Gabe wins. The contest.
I'm making cases. Gabe's case for him.
I went with the safe one.
But Chewy, again, I want to make sure that we keep addressing this because you have talked about if Tucker Kraft had. Now I'm doing that exactly right. If Tucker Kraft has to be connected to the offensive line, it is going to be tough for him to make those downfield contributions that we would love to see him do because he has had success when he has been able to spring free. Is that part of the reason why it might not be as monumental, as much of a big trajectory as we have thought or we have hoped for Tucker Kraft?
That and, you know, obviously they like to run the ball. Even though I don't think they'll do as much of it this year.
I'd have to go back and look, but I don't think they were detaching Luke Musgrave that much from the line. Because he had some pretty big downfield catches. Again, his big problem was once the ball got in his hands.
But if you look at a lot of Tucker Kraft.
But they just sort of figured that out as the season went on, too.
Tucker Kraft's big runs were just really checkdowns in the flat.
Yeah.
And then he turned it into something big.
But you always talked about this, Chewy, last year, and you've talked about it this year, about, what's your bread and butter play? I think they're going to develop sort of Fox 2XY hook for Tucker Kraft.
Which will get him to 65 catches. Like I said, I don't think he's an 80, just positionally, I don't think he's an 80 catch guy. Because look at Kelsey. Kelsey's flexed all the time, you know? So we'll see. I mean, I think he'll have a better year, and I think they're going to use him more. I just don't see him getting to the number.
I had Tucker Kraft as my draft pick, but now I've had to pivot. So I'm going to go with Kenny Clark. In part because now we know he was dealing with an injury. He was dealing with a foot injury all of 2024. Had surgery in January to address the bone spurs. And that injury likely contributed to his production. At least that's what we're hoping. We're hoping it isn't just that Kenny Clark stinks now. We're hoping that the injury is a big reason why his numbers were down. As you mentioned, Gabe, like career low numbers for Kenny Clark. So I think that because he will be healthy this year and because they need him to step up. They can't have a guy of his caliber playing the way he is. They want him to return to his Pro Bowl form. So I have Kenny Clark as my most improved player in 2025.
Hate to see it. Hate to see it. Jen panicked and just overreached. Just hate to see it. This is your John Michaels. I was the Ravens. I took Ray Lewis. And then you're over there at Ron Wolf going, John Michaels.
You don't think that Kenny Clark is going to improve?
No. He's an old man.
That's unfortunate.
Improvement for him is 3 sacks and seven.
So I just want to be clear.
Kind of felt
Gabe,
like my Marshawn Lloyd. If you really want to know.
Hey, what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Like I could... LVN has 5 sacks. Big win for me.
Not a big win for the Packers.
No. You don't think Kenny Clark will improve? Darn it. I thought for sure he's going to have to improve after being injured last year. There's a lengthy list of guys, as we have said multiple times. You know, I could have gone Jaden Reed. Jaden Reed will likely improve. The way that he carries himself, it seems like he's a guy who will go back to the drawing board and figure out why he has struggled. But the addition of Matthew Golden makes me wonder how are we measuring that improvement? If it's targets, touchdowns. I don't know that those numbers are necessarily going to go up with the addition of Matthew Golden. So that's why I hesitated there. Another option was Devontae Wyatt. Anybody think Devontae Wyatt is a good pick for most improved in 2025?
I was looking at Carrington Valentine with somebody else I had on my board.
You know
I think they have high expectations for him.
You know who I think will be better too? Is Musgrave. Because he knows that he's not the guy. He's kind of out the door, so he's playing for that next contract. You know? I think he'll be better. I think this will be one of the better two tight end sets.
He has had unfortunate injuries.
Yeah.
You know, like just like what is going, the lacerated kidney. How many NFL players do you know have had lacerated kidneys? You know, it's not like, I've got a hamstring.
Yeah. No.
Oh, what do you get? What's wrong with you? Why are you on the injury? A kidney? Pardon me?
Yeah.
A what? So hopefully, if he stays healthy, I think you're going to be right, Chu. I hope you're right.
Mm-hmm. We're only doing one round?
Is that okay with you?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, we got to get the power rankings. They're so good.
That was
even contain himself.
That was my thought too, Chu. We got to get to Chu's power rankings listed. It's so good. You got one, Gabe?
I do. I want to tell everybody about Pella Windows and Doors in Wisconsin because it might be time to upgrade those windows and or doors, but clearly you don't want to spend a fortune. Pella is the best in the industry, and they've got a product line for every budget. It's one of the reasons why I chose Pella to redo the front door on my house is because they have a lot of different options, not just in terms of the customizable, which is fantastic, but they've got a lot of other budget options as well. And right now, get no interest and no payments for up to 2 years. So if the plan was to wait, well, guess what? Get it now and then wait to start making payments for up to 2 years later. Certain restrictions do apply. N630-2025. Set up that free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. Tell them Gabe Neitzel sent you.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Do you like your pickles warm or cold?
Want my pickle a little warm.
Warm's good.
It's better than cold.
Cold you can be
shrinkage.
Good, too.
Yeah, well, no. Cold shrinkage can gets be involved. Good. It's not great.
On 94.5 ESPN.
We've enjoyed having Professional Construction Inc. help with our home projects. As you might know, Dario and I, not the most handy. You should consider PCI for your next remodeling project, home addition, or maybe you're thinking about building a new home. The PCI team is here for you. Mike and Michelle operate a family-owned company. They believe in building relationships and doing exceptional work on your projects. So why not check them out at ProfessionalConstructionInc.com. That's ProfessionalConstructionInc.com.
Segment of the week.
Hey, the guy, you catch the game?
It's power rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chu.
Did you catch the game last night?
Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
Alrighty, great list. This is in honor of the crew going down to Chi-Town.
Okay.
I love Chi-Town. I was just there, moved one of the boys in to
Except
Lincoln
for these three,
Park.
Except for these 3 days. No, you hate Chi-Town.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But great restaurants, a lot of fun, summertime, blast. A little jealous. So, I just need from you guys the top 10 movies to take place in Chicago.
Okay.
You should get.
All right. But we don't have to do them in order, right? We just got
all of these.
Yeah, correct.
You got 15 to get all of them.
Okay.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Number two. Good old Ferris. Which I thought about number one.
Go ahead, Gabe.
But did you have a question about Ferris Bueller?
No,
or
it was
what?
A different one. I'll ask
okay.
next.
The Fugitive.
The Fugitive is number 8.
I didn't kill my wife. I don't care.
Great movie. That's still one that pops up on TNT USA.
Oh,
you
yeah.
watch
I'll
a little
100%.
Bit of it and then
Tommy
move
Lee Jones,
on. Yeah.
Harrison Ford. Oof.
Very good.
Blues Brothers.
Blues Brothers is number 6. Good call.
I mean, we just talked about it. Is Rookie of the Year going to be on here?
Feels a little like a reach. With so many other ones, right? I would hold it.
Okay.
But, hey, Kevin McAllister.
Oh, yeah, Home Alone.
Home Alone number 4.
Wow.
Number 4.
I'm trying to figure out which of the Batman movies was filmed in. Was that The Dark Knight?
But just because it was filmed there doesn't mean it takes place there.
Oh, is that the difference? That maybe it has to
No, there is no difference.
There is no difference. Because technically Batman happens in
Gotham City, which is not a real city. Yeah. So I think it's the Dark Knight.
Correct.
Dark Knight number 7.
Okay.
Wow, I thought that was going to be higher on this
list.
I
haven't even swung and missed yet.
Right, I didn't even think then. Yeah. I didn't know if that would get... Okay, so it was filmed in Chicago. What else
am I missing in Chicago? Right? Movies?
Yes.
Not television shows.
No.
I got 700 television shows that are filmed in Chicago.
Oh, yeah. We got some to play with.
Gonna guess?
No, I don't know if that would be on there.
Darn it! League of Their Own, wasn't that filmed in Chicago? They filmed some
filmed,
of the scenes at
it was
Wrigley.
Filmed, yeah, it was filmed kind of all over the place.
So no, then?
I would say no. Like, there's scenes that take place in Chicago.
I can't believe we haven't gotten one yet. What are we missing?
Great movie. You're going to kick yourself, too.
Well, maybe I'll still get it.
Possibly.
So, I don't know if it's popular. There was the movie Public Enemies that was about...
Prohibition.
Prohibition, yeah. Taking place in Chicago. Al
Just
Capone.
Guess it. I think we're there,
Public
right?
Enemies.
Not on the list.
Darn it.
Oh, you guys right in front of your face.
I hate it when he says this. Weren't there like a bunch of John Hughes movies, or were those in the suburbs of Chicago? But like The Breakfast Club and...
This is Chicago proper.
Like downtown?
No.
Oh.
Is that proper?
Well, Chicago proper is in the city, yes.
No, this isn't proper then. Strike that.
I'm trying to think of 80s movies, 80s, yeah. 90s that Chewy would like, and the yeah. first two that come to mind would be something like Breakfast Club.
Yep.
Or Risky Business.
Yep.
Oh,
Breakfast Club 3. Risky Business 1. That's your guy.
Wow.
My guy. See,
that is your guy.
Oh, my guy.
All right, you got 3 to go.
Chicago proper is still crushing me. Right?
Hey, people, you can kiss my...
Kiss your Chicago.
Yeah.
What about... So if Chicago proper counts, are we doing Christmas Vacation?
Or just Vacation.
Or Vacation.
I mean, they all take place, I guess.
Yeah.
So but Christmas Vacation, I like.
I don't like his look.
Not on the list.
Okay.
That's 2 strikes.
How many did we get?
We need 3 more.
You got 3 more.
Oh, darn.
One is kind of tough. The other ones... But Joshy nailed it.
What about my guys?
With your hint.
80s, 90s...
Oh, shoot. Because I was going to say, I thought Hoop Dreams might be on the list. My guy, Marquette guys.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I'm running out.
How are you running out? These are staples.
I mean,
I would say one is Chicago. One is Chicago.
I thought you said one was Risky Business.
No, I'm saying this movie is so Chicago.
Chicago?
Nope.
Well, that's the musical.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, it's
although Chicago,
one of them they remade
should be on the list.
Yeah, you would think.
One of them they remade, and it wasn't very good. As good as the first one.
I'm struggling here.
Something they remade that wasn't as good as the first.
Like, one, you're going to kick yourself.
That hint leaves you almost every remake possible.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. I mean, it's. I'm thinking, like, Longest Yard, I don't think took place in Chicago. Did it? I don't think so. How many other remakes is he aware of?
Darn it.
This was like a staple... Probably late 80s, early 90s.
I think we're gonna lose, Gabe. Yeah. I can't think. I mean, I'm thinking of like Groundhog Day, but that takes place in again, famously
yes.
where I went to school in Woodstock. That's not Chicago.
No.
Saturday Night Live.
Wade's World!
Wade's World! Party time! Excellent! All right, there's 9.
And by the way, that was in Aurora, Illinois.
Gabe, you were right in one of your guesses, but you picked the wrong movie.
It's right in one of my guesses. So we said Christmas Vacation, so just Vacation?
Nope. Era and Time.
Oh, okay. So not Public Enemies, but some other one.
Oh, like a gangster? Like a...
I mean, 8 Men Out wouldn't be on there.
Oh, that was the White Sox, right?
Yeah.
That was on. That didn't make the top 10, though.
Yeah.
But it was on the list?
Kevin Costner.
Oh,
Road
oh,
to
oh,
Perdition.
No, that was Tom Hanks. Come on. Oh.
What is the movie
about? He's an FBI Costner's an FBI agent trying to track down all the Prohibition guys. God, why am I blanking on the name of that movie?
I have no clue.
Oh, I'm going to be so mad.
Untouchables.
Yes.
All right, one left.
What number was Untouchables?
Yeah, just out of curiosity, what about our recent performance makes you think we're going to get this last one?
I guarantee you love this movie.
Crap.
Guarantee you love this movie.
We said Home Alone already.
Great cast.
That's your clue?
I'm trying to think. Softball. Linkin Park.
Huh.
Demi Moore.
Well, then it's got to be the Brat Pack. Is it the Brat Pack? Like that group.
Partially,
That group of people. What was that movie then?
I'm out.
About Last Night.
Oh, yeah. No clue.
What?
No
Never
clue.
Seen it.
Such a good movie.
Hmm.
Josh.
Is it?
That's a great list. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
that
you
is
much.
A good list.
No, that was a good list. That was a fun
and
list.
And you beat us, right? He won?
Yeah, he won.
Yeah.
Dang. Yeah, he won.
That's solid. League of Their Own was on.
Oh, was there?
Didn't make top 10.
It was in the top 10.
Should have been. Yeah. They shot those scenes at Wrigley Field.
Yeah. Great movie. All right. There you have it. I can go home now.
No, you can't.
Void the clap, Jimmy Dugan. That's good advice.
There's no crying in baseball.
No. The other day, we were at Chase's baseball game, and one of the teams was really struggling with the cutoff, and I was like this to Dario. Evelyn. Yeah. Evelyn. Doing the fingers in his face, and I was like, you're still missing the cutoff, man. Now that's something we're going to have to work on this offseason.
It doesn't matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. That's where my friends at Mentality come in. Local healthcare facilities specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. So what they do at Mentality is you first contact them. LowTUSA.com. Book an appointment just to see if you're dealing with low testosterone. If you're tired, groggy, just don't have that energy that you had a year or two ago, those are all signs of lower testosterone. You go through the process, the blood panel, once you get a blood panel done, results back to you within a week. And if your testosterone levels are low, then you get to work with Mentality. They'll come up with a customized testosterone treatment plan that works for you. I go back there every 11, 12, 13 weeks to make sure that my testosterone levels are where they need to be. If they need to adjust my dosage or do anything like that. So now I've got the energy. I attack the day. I'm able to do everything that I want to do. So go to LowTUSA.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments. LowTUSA.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Big hurt.
I heard that's like, eh.
Ron and the Keywagon say, you guys should slow down before you take on a sponsor.
Here I am.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Ago, the Badgers basketball team made a magical run in March. Wisconsin basketball made them believe on Thursday, June 26. We'll recap that run. Join the stars from that squad as they remember and celebrate the 2015 run to Indianapolis. Get your tickets and be part of this intimate night at the Orpheum Theater in Madison. You got Frank Kaminsky, Sam Decker, Josh Gasser, and yes, Bo Ryan. UWHoops2015.com. That's UWHoops2015.com. Get your tickets now. Untold stories, memories from that season, and special guests will make it a night you will not want to miss. Again, that's June 26th at the Orpheum Theater. Tickets on sale at UWHoops2015.com. Got to get to our Yonsense today. Joshy, go ahead and roll the open.
Enough with this Yonsense.
It would be front office malpractice, whether or not Giannis blesses this or not, to not go out and aggressively pursue a trade.
Mobley for Giannis, straight up. What do you think? Call it in right now.
Done.
You're done if you're Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I think it's a great trade.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
It's the season of Yonsense.
You probably heard that Stephen A. Smith said that Milwaukee Bucks superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo would be an underachiever. That was his word, underachiever, if he did not win another NBA championship. His explanation was that a guy of his talents and pedigree should have more than one NBA title. Well, Jay Williams went on First Take and had this to say about Stephen A. Smith's take on Giannis.
That was one of your worst takes I've heard in a long time, man. That was horrible. I had to, you know, like I'm the little brother that has this filled with the venom sometimes when you and I go at each other, and it's all love because it's always love. But I think we really need to do a better job of reframing some of these conversations, right? And if you were to say that the franchise, the Milwaukee Bucks, have underachieved or are the biggest underachievers with the talent of Giannis, fair. But a guy who has a 50-point closeout game, a guy who's never chased any of these dream team scenarios, a guy who is a finals MVP, a guy who's a multi-time all-star, all NBA, all everything, global face of the game, the fact that he brought an NBA championship to Milwaukee, in the midst of the fire that he did, to call him an underachiever, I just think is an asinine comment.
It is.
Not just because it's Giannis. I mean, you don't call Aaron Rodgers an underachiever who won four MVPs with the Green Bay Packers. I totally agree with Jay Williams.
Well, because
that's just the wrong word.
It's a team sport.
Yes.
You can only do so much.
Correct.
Giannis has, you know, theoretically, guys, been throwing the team on his back when there have been injuries to his teammates, Chris Middleton, Dame Lillard, et al. Like, he has done everything he can to carry this squad, carry this franchise as far as he can in the NBA playoffs. That, to me, is an overachiever.
Yeah. Well,
it's not even just an achiever. It's an overachiever.
When initially this had happened, Jay had put out there, wild how humility plus loyalty gets rebranded as a flaw.
Yeah.
With Giannis. And again, no, Giannis is an overachiever, especially when you consider his background. And Giannis had shared that, I believe, on his Instagram story of somebody, you know, sharing, wait, so the guy that, you know, had no money and was selling sunglasses on the streets of Athens, ending up doing all the things that Giannis has done now, wait, that's underachieving? And I'm with Jay. Let's rebrand that, man. Like, that's, I understand we got to, you know, we got to come up with takes all the time, but Giannis is an underachiever.
Like, who is? I mean, Mike Trout's an underachiever.
He's won three MVPs.
Yeah, but because similarly, baseball's a team sport as well. How much can Mike Trout do to elevate that team
more
to greatness?
More than he's done.
He's won three MVPs.
All right, would Jordan Love at some point be labeled an underachiever? Don't you have to have massive talent to be an underachiever?
Like, yes. Underachiever to me is like somebody who has God-given ability, and they just waste it.
Yes.
Like, I don't even know if this is a good example, but it came to the top of my head, like a Johnny Manziel. Like, everybody said Johnny Manziel was, like, you know, for God's gift athletically, right? But he obviously didn't study.
He didn't put the work in.
He obviously did, and his career reflected that after college. That, to me, is an underachiever.
Yeah.
Yeah, because even somebody like, I mean, I think of somebody like Joel Embiid, who's never been close to winning a championship, but he's got an MVP. I mean, the injury, he can only control the injury so much, right? Like, you're not supposed to be the 7-1 behemoth and have perfect health. And that's kind of what's fired, you know, the injuries are of what backfired for him.
Derrick Rose.
He had a knee injury that's not his fault. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Andrew Bogut.
How do you spell that name?
See, why do we have to do this?
Andrew Bogut?
Same thing.
I believe it was Gosser, actually.
Is he an underachiever? Number one pick in the draft? Tony Mandrich? I just think there's underachiever, and then there's just not talented.
Yeah. Right? Like,
you know? Like Johnny Manziel?
Like, Bogut was fine. I mean, Chris Paul was a part of that Andrew Bogut draft. He went three.
I also feel
like...
And
he developed into somebody great.
Tell me if I'm wrong, Gabe, but, like, the league started to evolve past the Andrew Bogut style of player during his career.
And he also got undercut in the basket and had a pretty gruesome injury and stuck around in the league for a long time, but yeah, he was never... But also, just because you're the number one pick in the draft, if it's a bad draft class, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think, again...
Like, somebody has to be number one.
The other point that was really strong by Jay Williams there is, if you had made it about the team, if you had made it about the franchise, you could argue that the franchise underachieved by not going deep in the postseason, not being able to get back to the NBA Finals, etc. But to lay it at the feet of the guy who's doing everything possible to make it happen?
Clickbait.
Well, because you guys, you talk about this all the time, Chu. When I think of your era of team, right? And oh, they were a fart in the wind. You know, we were just a fart in the wind from Ron Wolf. I don't blame Brett for you guys losing Super Bowl 32.
No.
The biggest thing that you blame is we didn't have Wayne Simmons.
There's
Gabe Wilkins decided. Gabe Wilkins decided to sit out the game. A starter trying to protect his future in the Super Bowl decides not to play. Right? Like, there are other factors that go into these team sports.
I think the most frustrating thing that I didn't know in the middle of the game, because you don't really watch defense. You're just in your own world trying to get yourself. I didn't realize they had, what's his name, Davis?
Terrell Davis.
Terrell Davis down.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just step on his throat? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I knew a player had a bad shoulder or something, I'm not like, oh, I won't hit you there. Go to the... This is a Super Bowl league.
Super Bowl.
You know, it's kind of the Brock Purdy thing where I got in a little bit of trouble for, you know?
Yeah.
I would have been... I'm sorry, but this is the way it goes. I would have been targeting his head. I'm sure boxers, when they see a cut in the eye, they go, oh, I'll hit the other eye. I'll just
Poor
hit
guy.
The other eye.
You know what? I'm gonna work the body this next round.
Yeah.
Looks like you got some stuff happening up here. I'm going to be a pal and
I'm going to be a gentleman.
So,
good conversation. I think that Jay Williams is right on the money. And I'm glad that somebody actually said it. You know, Stephen A. has gotten to be very, very, very big at ESPN.
Yeah.
And so I feel like there's a thought that maybe you can't say these things when Stephen A. puts a take out there. I like that Jay Williams had the cojones to say, actually, man, this is your worst take ever. Just happened to be about Giannis as we continue to navigate the nonsense of this offseason. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Be right back after this.
For your next big event, Noble Catering has to be your first call. Southeastern Wisconsin's premier craft caterer, preferred by over 30 venues in the area. And coming in the spring of 2026, Noble's new headquarters, Brixton's Turn, a 400-person event venue located in the heart of Bayview's Harbor District. Have beverage needs for that upcoming party? Neat Beverage Catering offers mobile bartending to elevate that event. And last, but certainly not least, check out the stunning Riverfront Bar inside Associated Bank River Center Vault, a perfect summer spot featuring happy hour specials, a menu with tremendous flatbreads, and a raw bar, and of course, an incredible view of the Milwaukee River.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
There's two things she counts in the house. One of the pictures. What do you think the other one is?
Firearms.
Viagra.
On 94.5 ESPN.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. For Mental Health Awareness Month, BetterHelp surveyed 16,000 people across 23 countries for its first ever State of Stigma report. Here's what they found. 75% of people believe it is wise to seek support when they're struggling, but only 27% of Americans are actually in therapy. Why the disconnect? Is it tough to find a therapist? Yes. Does it have to be? No. That's where BetterHelp comes in. 35,000 therapists, the world's largest online therapy platform, having served more than 5 million people globally. It's convenient too. You can join a session with the click of a button. It fits right into your busy life and you can switch therapists at any time. When people hesitate to get help, it doesn't just affect them. It affects their families, their workplaces, their entire communities. And I know I've talked, guys, about how I've done so many stories on families who have been affected by mental health and mental health struggles. It doesn't need to be that way. Visit BetterHelp.com/timeout to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/timeout, because we're all better with help. Gabe, it would appear as though Brewers fans disagree with you vehemently 91% of respondents say that this series against the Cubs down at Wrigley Field is a big B-I-G, capital B-I-G series.
That's okay to be wrong. Well, you still have over half the season left. No three games can be all that important.
Right, but the games you play against the Cubs are important.
Still recoverable.
Ish. Yeah, ish.
I mean, we're not at the point where they can't recover from it.
What do you think? What is the deficit that you feel like is not recoverable from?
At this point in the season?
Yeah.
10.
Double digits, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Got to be double digits.
So if they get swept in the series, they're down 8.5.
That's still
and then you eyeball
single
yeah,
digits.
Yeah, eyeball the pizza in the
well,
trunk.
Well, it's the and a half. I thought maybe yeah, we're rounding up.
Which still only gets us two.
I still feel, again, I don't think it's catastrophic.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sashi.
Got it.
I don't think it's catastrophic, but I do think it's a big series. Maybe you and I have different interpretations of big, but I disagree. I think this is a big series, and especially because of who they're trotting out there on the hill. You want to be able to slow them down. You want to be able to close the gap. I don't think you want to see the Cubs extend their lead anymore.
So in football, what game would this be? What week?
So we're getting close to the halfway point. So this would give, you know,
eight?
Game six or seven.
I don't think there's must wins in week six or seven in the NFL, right?
Yeah.
Even division
I just
games.
Don't think there are. No. No.
No, if you're good, there's added emphasis.
If you're a good team, yeah. We don't know if you're great. We know they're good. I don't think so.
Okay, but what about cumulatively every time you play that team? So again, the only comp in football is playing teams in your division.
Mm-hmm.
If you lose two early games in your division and you need to get to win the division or to get the wild card, that puts you behind the eight ball a little bit as you continue to go on. If they keep losing to the Cubs, that would be a problem, right? We all agree.
Sure.
That,
okay. Yes.
So, again.
But it's not like this is the last series against the Cubs.
Yeah.
Totally agree. I just think it is significant. I think it's a big series. I don't think it's
noteworthy.
I call it fun.
It's noteworthy.
Fun because it's going to be warm here. Is it this weekend that they're playing?
No, it starts today, pal. Next 3 days.
Well, then it's one click below fun.
Because it's not on the weekend.
Because if it was in the weekend, it'd be fun. I'd have it on in the back deck, doing some things, enjoying the weather.
Yeah, but you can turn it on tonight.
I hope to wish my life as blissfully unaware as you can. You just float along.
Well, speaking of which ketchups am I getting? All right, how many is too many for the ketchup line?
I think you got five.
Five? Okay, so I've got Heinz. I can do,
I think
six.
Five. Six? Six.
Because right now I've got Heinz.
No, six
Hunt's.
Is too many.
Yeah. You can get little ones. Like the, you don't have to get like a little serving.
Well, but yeah, but I'm just saying like for the big
six.
Guy.
Six, you got to test them.
All right, because I've got Heinz Hunt's generic. Red Gold, and then I was going to do one, either Primal Kitchen or Annie's, which is like the organic ketchup.
Yeah, there's a Del Monte also has some.
Oh, Del Monte, okay. So there those are the six. For the ketchup lineup on Friday. Make sure your palate is clean
okay.
On Friday.
You think you can expect that?
For sure you can. Will Dean Townsend next on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee.